And again, if you have views on that conversation, maybe about homelessness. And I think often the issues, it's around us and them, but it's just an us thing. It really is a symptom of a society that remains very sick, and it's going to need everybody's assistance. Yes, we need more rental stock, but what's the use of more rental stock if people don't have jobs? We need jobs. And yes, the reality for people is that their property values are going to decline if a little informal village should kind of mushroom. These are the realities. And maybe a little informal camp like the one next to the castle in our faces every day when we come to work. Maybe it's gonna make us just deal a little more seriously with this problem, not gloss it over, not spend our budgets for housing. These are the things that we must do, but the issues are certainly a lot deeper than what we are seeing. Which brings us to Bob's Wire. Barbara Friedman is in the studio. And of course, that story about homeless harassment from social media. I don't know if you picked up on that one.
I did, and I saw it this morning. It's not one of the three I'm talking about this morning, but I did get the press release with those photographs, and the photo of the money being burnt or cut up. My question as a journalist is always, did that happen? Because it felt a bit of a stretch to me that...
Was it a stretch? Okay.
I don't know. No, I don't know.
From the visuals?
I've checked up with EWN and they are going to follow up. My point is, I'm not saying it didn't happen, but I just thought, like, it feels to me such a strange action for cops to actually tear money into pieces and burn it as a human being.
Okay, but are there any visuals that support that?
Well, there's a photograph of it. It's not a clip. It's not a video of the cops doing it. It's a photograph of the money on the ground in pieces.
Okay.
And I'm just, as a journalist, I always have this slightly, this questioning.
What's it, an orange, blue, pink, brown, green?
They were pinkish. They looked like maybe 50 rand notes.
I've seen a couple.
Yeah, it was a little pile on the ground that had been torn up and were being burnt. And it's just a question. I always just go, before we go out there and we tell the story, I think it needs to be verified.
But it's not positively linked to any law enforcement officers. You just got
the
pile burning.
No, the statement blames the law enforcement people.
Yeah, but there's no visuals.
No, I haven't seen any visuals of them physically doing it.
There's no proof.
And until I see that, I just don't think that it's a fact for me.
Yeah, so I think we must trap suchis on that.
That's what I think. Yeah. I mean, maybe, it makes a big statement. Burning money. Doesn't that feel like very dramatic to you? Like it's something that will get headlines. So I think it needs to be verified.
Making the headlines these days is policemen putting it in their back pockets. So
I was going to say, wouldn't that be more likely than, who tears money up and burns it?
Okay.
I don't know. Why? I don't think I could do that. I really don't.
Tell us why the mountain kingdom is trending.
Yes, Lesotho is trending and has become the big focus on Twitter this morning or the last few days. And that is after a Lesotho parliamentarian has put forward this ambitious petition to debate in the Lesotho parliament the fact that SA should return large swathes of land to the mountain kingdom. The Basotho people do occupy a lot of people that live in the Free State, for example, are of Basotho origin. And his claim is that, if you go back in time to colonialism, that area was taken by then South Africa, and that was actually part of what was then Basotho land, and that it is absolutely wrong, and that particularly the entire Free State should be returned to Lesotho, and then other areas, other bits of other provinces as well.
Take it with the politics.
That's
take
what
it all.
Everyone's laughing.
Take it with Mangaung prison.
Everyone's laughing and saying, we've got enough problems already in South Africa. If you want the Free State, please take it. And then you can deal with their problems. So I think it's kind of, there's been quite a lot of humor about it. I don't think it's going to
necessarily. I don't think the people in Free State are going to necessarily want that either. But,
no, I don't. But it's definitely become a talking point.
Has it been a long-standing dispute?
Apparently, according to some people, this particular politician Sepo Lepolo, his party that he's part of has always campaigned on land issues, and he has always claimed that, in colonial times.
And that makes perfect sense.
It does. And I mean, it's a bit like, the divide of Africa, in colonial times. They took a ruler and a pen and they made these geometric.
Just look at the border of Namibia. Yeah.
Correct.
Straight
and we
lines.
Know that straight lines are not a realistic picture of the people that live in those areas. Yeah. So you could have been living on that side of the line and that side of the line, and you're suddenly in different countries.
And because if you're living on the line.
So, you know, these things are, I don't think they're not interesting, because it does raise a question of what makes you, you know, part of one nation and part of another, when possibly you are cousins and you both Basutu.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always they're interesting discussions. I don't think it will ever, I don't think anything's going to come of it.
So what are the residents of the Free State saying? Hell no.
Not much at this stage, okay. But, you know, people are saying, we kind of support Lesotho anyway. You know, we help Lesotho to survive economically.
Yes, absolutely.
So, you know, how's this going to help you?
I wonder what Ace is saying about this.
Yeah. Let's see what comes up with that.
Then we got Andy McDowell trending.
Yeah. So this story has been going on for a few days. Actress Justine Bateman, I don't know if you remember her, many, many decades ago, she was in Family Ties, that sitcom, and she is now about 57, 58, and she's become a talking point because she's decided she doesn't want to have fillers and Botox or any other things to keep her looking young, in inverted commas. She wants to age gracefully, and she's embraced, and a lot of people on social media have been very judgmental of the fact that she's aging in this way. And Andy McDowell, who's also obviously a very famous American actress, has jumped in and said, I'm behind Justine on this. I've embraced my age. Andy is 64 now, 64, 65. And she says during lockdown, she started growing out her colored hair to her natural silver hair, which so did I might add, which is why I kind of relate to the story. And Andy says, you know, she's just, something happened to her when she started to do that. And she says she's embraced her silver hair. She's, and I mean, I can totally relate to that albatross around my neck of always feeling like every 4 or 5 weeks I had to go to the hairdresser and have my roots colored.
What's it about denial of age or something?
Well, I think society makes it really hard for women to grow old gracefully. And there is this idea that somehow, you know, growing out your hair gray or silver makes you into a very old person. And she was saying, I want to be old. I'm not young anymore. So why can't we change? This is my big view. Why can't we change the narrative around what it means to be an older woman? You know, a silver-haired man is considered a silver fox and is actually like given a lot of kudos.
True.
As soon as women grow their hair out, to its natural color, or don't ever dye their hair, there is so much judgment. And Andy's McDowell is saying, please stop judging everyone. Mm. Just allow people to be who they are, and, you know, let's have a more loving.
They don't nearly exist, actually.
Well, since lockdown, there's been a huge movement towards the silver linings. I always joke, you know, hashtag silver linings of lockdown was growing out our silver hair and embracing that in a more powerful way.
I think so.
So the archetypes in society have always been, you know, the maiden, the young woman, and then the old woman is often referred to archetypally as the crone. And that has such a negative connotation in a way. It's like you become invisible to society in many ways. And I feel a lot of women are now taking that power back. And, you know,
there's a lot of pressure
embracing
on men as well.
It.
Huh?
There is pressure on men, but I think historically men get away with a lot more.
Yeah, no, if I go to my hairdresser, my barber, he offers a more kind of diluted look or a less gray look.
Oh, really?
Yes, he does.
Really?
I'm like, why would you offer it?
Why would you do that?
Don't know.
So you think that more and more men are coloring their hair?
Yes. I can see that in the building. Let's not go there. Let's leave it there. Yeah, I've actually noticed that. It's about, I think, virility.
What is this? I mean, we all know humans have always tried to find the elixir of youth. We all want to hold on to our youth, but why?
I think it's about virility for men, and it's again,
it's just embrace positively, embrace the good things about being wiser and older and wiser.
Yes, you can be virile with gray hair too.
Definitely.
What's going to change?
Nothing. Your perception.
Okay. An 86-year-old weightlifter in the UK
has broken.
He's still at it.
Can you believe this? I thought, talking about grey hair, we can now go on to older people and how you can still be really strong. And I was just so inspired seeing this 86-year-old man. He is a weightlifter. He weightlifts in the UK. His name's Brian Winslow. He lifted 75 kilograms with his first attempt at the deadlift at the 2023 British Drug-Free Powerlifting Association Championship this month. And he broke the national record and the world record for his age group. Mm. Okay, I mean, we have to add in there for his age group, which was, I think, the over 65s.
But phenomenal achievement.
I think it is absolutely incredible. He started weightlifting as a young... Sorry, it's within the... I've got to correct that. It's the category 85 to 89 years old. But I think it's amazing that he could lift that amount of weight at that age. And he says he was always a weightlifter. And he says, I mean, he's a Zen Buddhist, and he was always obsessed with the deadlift, which involves raising weights to waist height and then holding them there.
Yeah.
And I suppose the point is never give up.
Zen Buddhist is the point, I think, more so.
I think so, too.
Mind over matter.
I know. And you can do that with grey hair.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Or your, no hair.
Your hair won't go grey if you are there. Yeah. Very, very interesting indeed. Somebody says you must go with your snow cougar movement. thank you for that comment.
Hashtag grey pride, I always call it.
Grey pride, I love that too. At 9:45, that was Barb's Wire. Barbara Friedman joins us again on Monday.